Oh, I wanted to fuck this one girl so badly. I've had this feeling for years now. In my favor, she was a slut. A real slut. Unfortunately, there were a couple of things working against me. One of them is the fact that she's my younger sister. And the second was that she was a lesbian. Which wouldn't be a big deal, except that I'm actually her brother. Don't let the voice, or the tits, or the pussy fool you. They're all very, very real. I like to reassure myself of that fact every chance I get. They're just as real as the male body and cock I have most of the time. You see, when I realized my little sister wasn't likely to sleep with a man, let alone her own brother, I had to get creative, as in make a deal with a crossroads demon creative. So now I can swap between male and female genders, or anywhere in between, whenever I want, at least for the next 10 years. Then the demon claims my soul, eternal damnation, all that good stuff. Why did I make that deal? I was drunk. I didn't think she was serious, that's why. If I'd been thinking, I would have asked for mind control powers, or just for my sister to be hot for me, or something more straightforward. But what's done is done. I moped over it for a few days and decided I might as well enjoy my decade. Since the deal is said and done. I already knew my sister's type from all the girls she had brought home. And so I changed into a blending of every single girl that I jerked off to listening to her fuck in the room next to mine. When I walked into the club, a lot of eyes turned my way, but hers were the only ones I was interested in. I thought this was going to be harder, but she actually came right over to me and started the flirtation. I must have picked the perfect body, because she didn't care that I danced like a white guy. And dance skills became less important after a while, when it was just her grinding her body against mine on the dance floor, as hordes of jealous men and women watched. After making out for a bit, she invited me home. And at the front door, I almost fucked up everything when I started reaching for my keys, but I stopped myself at the last minute. Then I had to feign ignorance of the layout of the house while she led me to her room. And the door was barely shut before she started pulling off my clothes, taking stuff off of me, moving other stuff out of the way. And I did the same for her. We swapped more spit, and then she went down on me. It had been considerably different in all of my fantasies up to this point because, you know, I had a cock during those fantasies, but it was actually kind of nice. I was missing my cock less and less now, though I had a hunch she'd be making a return appearance in the near future. I came. Oh, boy, did I ever come. You know, girls come differently than guys. It was worth selling my soul just for the orgasms this body had. Oh, so good. But it was time for me to return the favor to my sister. She sat on the edge of the bed and spread her legs, and I licked her pussy with more skill than I'd ever had before, thanks to having been the recipient. Within a minute, I had my sister making the kind of noises I loved to fap to, including the long, drawn-out groan that always pushed me over the edge. I pulled her to her feet and bent her over, and started grinding myself against her from behind, like we'd done once on the dance floor. She told me to grab her hair, so I did. She told me there was a strap on in her dresser, and I told her I already had it taken care of. I pulled back for a minute and willed my cock back, and there it was, its hardness matching the rest of my body's current state of arousal. And there it went, as I slowly sunk into my sister's pussy for the first time. Both of us moaned as I sunk into her. Still holding onto her hair, I fucked her while she ground her pussy back against my cock. I could have changed my entire body back, but that was guaranteed to end the fun. Plus, I was hoping to keep those orgasms along with my cock. This was feeling better than any sex I'd ever had before, and I don't know if it was because of the body I was wearing or the fact that I was finally fucking my sister, even if it was only because she thought I was a hot girl. Well, I was a hot girl. I just happened to have a dick at the moment. Both of us were moaning loudly, and my body was making slapping noises against her. She was begging me to fuck her harder and harder. I almost wished I was back in my room right now, so I could be jerking off to this, because she sounded so hot. And then she came, screaming louder than I'd ever heard before. Maybe my sister actually liked cock more than she thought. I didn't have much time to mull it over as I started to come myself, spurting a huge load deep inside her. As I did so, I kind of wondered what it would feel like to have a cock exploding inside my pussy like that. At this point, my sister apparently realized that strap-ons don't ejaculate. She pulled her hair out of my hand, her pussy off my cock, and spun around. I couldn't switch my cock to a pussy in time. Worse, when she screamed, I lost all control and turned back into myself. You know, her brother. She screamed again, even though I changed back to girl mode almost instantly. It took a lot of explaining and switching back and forth and showing her. My sister took it surprisingly well. It helped that I had made her come harder than she had ever had before. She needed to convince herself that my pussy was real, which took a good half hour. It was quite fun from my end. Then she hesitantly asked to see my cock again. Things progressed from there, and this time when I put it in her, she even let me change back into a man. It seemed my sister was maybe a little more bi than Luz. As long as I start off as a girl each night, she doesn't care how things end up.